I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up her vibration. She's giving me the excitation.
Well, hello, I am Solazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation, right here on Radio Monterey. Now, quantum physics tells us that we are all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We're your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is the owner-operator of Radio Monterey, bringing you information unfiltered, uncensored by the corporate media. As a matter of fact, we bring many shows over directly from progressive voices by permission, such as Tom Hartman, Stephanie Miller, Bill Press, David Pakman, and now Randy Rhodes is back on air, so I'm going to start getting her into the lineup as soon as I possibly can. But it's information which gives you factual basis for the opinions you're forming and not what corporate media likes to give you, which is their way of looking at it. So listen to Radio Monterey, listen to the shows, listen to the hosts, see what they offer, and get the information to be better informed about the choices you make in your life. Now, Magic for Life is also the promoter and producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair, which is coming back to the Monterey Fairgrounds October 29th and 30th. So go to rhodapsychicfair.com, sign up to get on the email list, so you can find out about our ongoing sister events, as well as our quarterly previews and energy reports and various webinars and physical events that we do throughout the course of the year, all leading up to our annual event at the Monterey Fairgrounds October 29th and 30th. Now, that's right on top of Halloween, which means we're going to be celebrating that energy of Halloween and Samhain and All Saints Day and All Souls Day and Day of the Dead. It's the time when the veils between the worlds are thin, and that can only mean one thing. It's time to have some fun. So come on out, come in costume. Come as who you might have been. Come as who you might become. Come as who you are. But however you do it, make sure you come to the Rhoda Psychic Fair October 29th and 30th so we can have that spiritual, metaphysical environment of fun, 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 as only it can be when a community comes together. Well, boy, we have made it into the heart of July. We are almost to the middle of July already. Today is the 7th. Now, the special thing about the 7th, for those of you who listen to Good Vibrations Radio all the time, is the 7th is Kirilani's birthday, and she is off celebrating in a Kirilani kind of way. But for the rest of us, the 7th is getting us one-third of the way through, almost one-fourth of the way, rather, through this month of July. And July is going to be a pretty powerful month for us. And I'm going to talk more about July later, after our segment of Spirit Talk with Israel Hurtado. But to get us started, and as a lead-in to that segment, as you know, I love Day by Day with James Allen. In 1903, James Allen wrote his essay, As a Man Thinketh, and he took the title from chapter 23, verse 7 of Proverbs, which says, As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Because whatever our reality is, it's what we've created through our thoughts, ideas, and our beliefs. Our reality is a direct outcome of our past thoughts and actions. And every day when we awaken, we have the opportunity to create our future by our present thoughts and actions. Our future is not predestined by our past. Our future is created in the present. And in Day by Day with James Allen, his words from As a Man Thinketh have been broken up into a little section for each day of the month. And today being the seventh day of the month, he talks about sowing and reaping. Good thoughts and actions can never produce bad results. Bad thoughts and actions can never produce good results. All this is saying is that nothing can come from corn but corn. Nothing can come from nettles but nettles. So whatever we're thinking, whatever thoughts we're planting, that's what's going to create that reality, as I said at the very beginning. One of the things that I do every day, and I do through the course of the day, is I practice that affirmation that was given to us by Reverend Charlotte Tinker, who's a channel for Kuan Yin. And she brings through this gratitude affirmation that I like. It's simple, it's direct, and it's repeatable throughout the course of the day. And it goes this way. Thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. What happens is when that negative thought starts seeping in, that's our time to say thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. Paste that to your bathroom mirror. Put that where it's visible, where you can see it, where you can recall it. Put it in your car on the dashboard. Put it in your office or by the top of your computer screen. Thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. Now, today, as I said, on the seventh day of the month, James Allen wanted us to think about sowing and reaping. But since we weren't together live yesterday, let me share what he said for yesterday, which is release the past. You see, we've got a real problem anyway. Our problem is that we get stuck in the patterns of looking back at the past and saying, what could we have done differently? And while that's constructive, because I do believe, as they teach, those who don't learn history are condemned to repeat it. So we do need to review why we did it, what we were feeling, what our experience was. But we can't get stuck in the if only it could have been different mode. So what he tells us on the sixth day of the month is release the past. Don't dwell upon the sins and mistakes of yesterday exclusively so as to have no energy and mind left for living rightly today. And don't think that the sins of yesterday can prevent you from living purely today. Which then leads us back to today, which was good thoughts and actions can never produce bad results. Bad thoughts and actions can never produce good results. And that's saying that nothing can come from corn but corn and nothing from nettles but nettles. We sow what we reap. We reap rather what we sow. And our daily word mantra affirmation for yesterday and today, yesterday was, I honor the divine nature of every being. Every being, every creature, every living entity, honor that divine nature. If people want to say they want to look for God, you don't need to look. Look out the window. Look in a mirror. Look next door to you. Look who is in your house. Each and every living being, living entity, the tree, the blades of grass, the flowers, the children, the birds, the animals, and the people in your life, all of them are God. Collectively, we are all the divine. So honor the divine nature of every being. And today, and what it says in Unity for today, today and every day, I pray for those I love. Well, I'll come back with some more about the upcoming astrology, but let's take this time to move on to Spirit Talk with Israel Hurtado. Let's move to Spirit Talk with Israel Hurtado. Israel is a shaman, a spiritual and self-growth healer, a speaker, and author. He uses his gifts to assist and help people in their spiritual quests. Specifically, he guides people to find clarity, get unstuck, embrace their gifts, connect with their true self, connect with their life path, connect with their higher self, and connect with their universal consciousness. He joins us to share his spirit talk on the first Thursday of each month. So let's listen to this opening introduction for Israel Hurtado in Spirit Talk.
Hello. Yeah, it's a welcome to the Spirit Talk, and I'm so happy to be here. Kind of run a little bit to be here with you, and it's a great time for me to connect with you and, you know, be present with you. So let's, it's interesting how things work and synchronicity, because Salazar, you were talking about forgiveness, and that's exactly the topic Spirit wanted me to talk about today. And actually, in the very first chapter of my book, Another Way of Thinking, it is the first chapter, forgiveness. So, but let's, before I go more into this topic, I would like to just ask you to get a minute or two just to reflect in something that you would like to relieve, something that you would like to let go, and at the same time bring the awareness to your heartbeat, just to be present with this message from the Spirit today, and just allow your breath to move in and out. Without forcing, without pushing, just allowing your breath and listening to your heartbeat at the same time. So the breath connects you to the heartbeat, and it takes you into that place of unconditional love, that place of higher self that lives within and connects us with the universal force. So releasing any attachments, any connections that you have through the day, that you have through the week, that you have through the month, through the year, and just become pure yourself for this moment. So allowing that energy to move through. So preparing yourself to listen and to grasp and take deep this message from the Spirit deep within. So now just reflect on something that you would like to forgive, and we will work with that later. So just reflect what it counts for you, what it counts, what are the aspects. Sometimes it's forgiveness for yourself. There's aspects within that are out of alignment, and there is an imbalance, there is an unhappiness, an unsettled energy that lives within. Because it's the aspects of ourselves that are not in alignment, and they need to come into forgiveness, they need to come into terms. So, and I'm just going to read you straight from my book what it says for forgiveness. So first, forgiveness is the first step for healing. And it's the place from love and forgiveness. And it is taken for that place of love and forgiveness. Forgiveness is the core value that masters before us. And it was practiced for those great masters of love and compassion. So healing is the process of releasing the block energy that holds us in a place of misery and unhappiness. So when we release those blockages through the process of forgiveness, then we come across that inner peace. So this is, forgiveness is that process to release and let go. Forgiveness brings our soul into balance by clearing any energy that is affecting our wholeness. There is a very beautiful practice, the Hawaiian, the Ho'oponopono, the forgiveness process, which is based in four simple words, I would say, like, I am sorry, please forgive me, I love you, and I thank you. And that is based on the every action that happens, is we're responsible for it. And to become responsible for that is by become aware and acknowledge that also we're responsible to release and let go of the energy that is holding us back. Because when we, or one, is holding on something that is already gone, that is already past, that is already, we already went through, but we're holding on that, so we are keeping alive the story. And also forgiveness, just gonna change a little bit, forgiveness is the aspect in which we hold the story, and it's a way also to don't take things personal before that, because it's a forgiveness after the action has happened, and forgiveness before we engage with the action that we might regret of the action. So for that, the forgiveness, the action before that happens, don't take in things personal. For example, if we see someone on the street, and we're just walking by, and just happen that they look, and they look at us, and they might make an unpleasant gesture, an unpleasant feeling to us, but at the same time is looking at us, if we take that personal, then we're engaging into a process that might create a baggage, might create a lot, because our mind is going to start creating a story. Oh, this person is really doing this to me. This person is doing that, because we don't know the story behind. That person might not even have that intention, but our mind goes beyond that. So then, in our mind, we're like activating whatever it is that is within in, and start creating a story that becomes a reality in the mind, and it becomes a load that just by that simple action that happened, we may carry on and take it on in our lives unconsciously. So how do we take responsibility from that? By don't take it personal. And how we become responsible on that is by not allowing the story created in the mind, seeing a different perspective. Like, well, maybe it's something that the person is really dealing with, and it is not about us. So don't make things about us. That will be the before forgiveness. But if we keep it that, if we let it happen, then we start creating this story, this drama that is affecting us, and we keep carrying, and that we keep bringing more of that energy. And so then, it is not going to be one person, it's going to be another person that might bring the same energy that we first encounter. And what is happening is, then we start building up. We start carrying it on. And that becomes a blockage. That becomes a whole story of the mind. And then the story of the mind starts creating and bringing unhappiness and ease. And also the way that we take responsibility, maybe that one was already there. And that wound just came up to surface. That wound just came up to be alive. And if we give this little shift instead of, oh, it was about me, not about me, we observe and explore and take responsibility of that aspect and how to heal that. Take that opportunity, and then we can practice forgiveness, because forgiveness can be done for any aspect that is out of balance. And just one way to do it is like by the Ho'oponopono tradition, like by saying the words, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, and I thank you. And just keep going that and keep moving into that. And that's a way to release. We are taking responsibility. We are allowing that energy to be unleashed and fall and be taken care of. And how we give this to the universe, to the universe taking care of. So remember, forgiveness is the first step for healing. And that healing can be physical, mental, or emotional. And we have that physical, mental, and emotional healing. We are allowing the divine force to flow through. Because when we don't have that forgiveness, when we don't have that closure in any situation, then we are ourselves being a barrier, being a block to receive that divine energy, to live within. And if that energy keeps coming through, we're not able to feel it because we're living into a place of maybe anger, maybe upset, maybe sadness. Because even for sadness, we need to forgive ourselves. And all the process of forgiveness begins within. First, because we must take the responsibility. Because nobody does anything to us. We do that to ourselves. And it can be anything. It can be anything that we have been abused from or whatever, any insult or anything. But when we don't forgive the person who might have said something bad or mean to us, that person might say it only once. And it's done. And that person moves on and might not even think about that anymore. But then we keep recurring that. If we don't forgive that, we keep telling that to ourselves. Now we are the abusers. We are the ones that keep telling us those mean things. Because we are hanging on. We're holding on that. And we keep feeding it. And now we become the abusers. And that's what it is that we need to that we need to take responsibility and forgive ourselves. Start with ourselves. So let's do a short meditation for forgiveness that is right from my book, Another Way of Thinking. And you can always go back and you have that book, or, you know, you can get it online. So let's just that aspect or that part of you or maybe a person that you might want to get forgiveness. But I really encourage you to find something within you that needs to get forgive. Because in the end, it's not all about other people. It's all about us. Well, what is the aspect for you that you need to forgive? And if it's another person, let's see it as it is. Aspect of this thing that needs to be forgiven is yours. So you already have it. Yes. First, I want you to hold it in front of you. Just hold whatever it is that need to forgive. If it's a part of you, maybe it comes out of your body, and just place it in front of you over a table or on your hands. Like if you can visualize it, put your hands facing up and look and observe. look and observe the situation that needs to be forgiven. That self aspect of you that needs that forgiveness. And just look. And observe. Just see what happens. Hear what is hearing. Hear what you can hear. What is the feeling that you're feeling when you're observing this? And then grab it in your hands and lift her up to the to your heart level. And you can say that, I am sorry, please forgive me. I love you and I thank you. And say, oh divine creator, I offer you my pain. I offer you my anger. Whatever it is that, I offer you this aspect of me that needs to forgiveness. Please help me to release divine spirit. I set myself free. I forgive myself and I forgive those who intentionally or I have caused this to myself. And just let the Divine Spirit to take care of. And see how it is living. How it is living away from your hands. And at the same time you feel this lightness. You feel like this heavy weight from your shoulders. Lift. You feel that your heart becomes open and wider. And that connection with that divine creation, that connection with this divine life force, universe, however that you want to refer to, becomes brighter. And right from the center of your heart, this light comes and cleans and clears away any other aspect that unconsciously might be living within you, any stories. Just come and wash away. And feel the great openness. Feel that energy moving out. And keep the energy. And repeat, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you and I thank you. And a smile, give that gratitude, give yourself that. And allow any healing that is happening now. And that healing can be physical, emotional, mental. Letting go, releasing, giving all to the Creator. And your heart feels the lightness and feels the peace. And then you can have closure in any aspect of your life. And with that, just allow your breath to be and let your breath bring you back more holy and more present and having receiving this healing and continue. And when you're ready, you softly and gently, if you have your eyes closed, open your eyes. And I want to say thank you for being here, the Spirit Talk today. And I will see you every first Thursday of each month with the Spirit Talk. And if you have any comments or anything that you want to share with me on my website. You can come to israelhurtado.com. You can send me an email, what you experience. Well, just talk, say, what is the process that happened for your forgiveness? And I'll be happy to read that for you, because forgiveness is something that we need to co-create. It's a way of clearing, to resolve that inner conflict and also to resolve that conflict in the world. And again, thank you very much for being here. And remember, for more information, visit my website, israelhurtado.com. And sign up to my newsletter and join me to the conference called Journeys of Inner Peace, to create peace within and to create peace in the world. It's a free conference call every second and for Monday at 7:30. And have a wonderful rest of the day and see you next month with a Spirit Talk. Many blessings to you.
Was Israel Hurtado with Spirit Talk, and you can visit his website israelhurtado.com, israelhurtado.com, healer of the soul. He's a sensitive, compassionate, visionary, spiritual mentor, and natural born leader, and it's wonderful to have him join us. He'll be back on August 4th, the first Thursday of August, to share more Spirit Talk with us. But go ahead and get on his email list and get connected with Israel and stay in line. He has many services and many events that are going on. Beautiful, beautiful book that he shares also, that is a wonderfully guided book. It's called Another Way of Thinking, Forgiveness, Guidance, Inner Strength. So thank you, Israel, for sharing that time. Excuse me, people. I apologize. I had a sneeze coming on, and I couldn't get up the words, I have a sneeze coming on, because the sneeze took over. So I apologize for that. So Spirit Talk with Israel Hurtado, we've just completed that. Let me get back to the astrology going on right now. Now, I'm going to start by backing up a little bit. For those of you who heard Tuesday's show, you've heard some of this, and I'm getting ready to, I just need to share this, we'll probably be shifting once again, where Tuesdays and Thursdays will be live shows at 5 to 6 p.m., and then the replays will just be on the weekend. The reason I say that is I'm getting ready to move Good Vibrations Radio to another network as well. And I want to make sure that I'm using the live shows and their replays and our replays to capitalize for the widest audience for Good Vibrations Radio. So right now, this show will replay on Friday at 5 to 6 p.m., but that may be changing very soon in the next couple of weeks. But let's talk about July for a minute. July is, once again, we start out by being grateful that Mars is moving direct, because that means we're taking action. Things that were stalled, things that were stagnant, things that required us to take another look, we're doing it now because of Mars being direct. You can almost feel that weight being lifted off your shoulders. But we're also going to see some strange behavior at the same time because of Mars in Scorpio. Excuse me, I have to blow my nose from that last sneeze. Excuse me. Yeah, but we have to. We have the energy to take action, but there's still a little bit. Some people are going to be a little too intense, and it's important that we remember, once again, it's going to be a common theme all month, am I being kind before we speak? Our thoughts are intense, our reactions will be intense, but we can control the words and reactions by remembering, am I being kind? Use the extra energy and enthusiasm to move forward on those areas you've been holding off. Now, over the weekend, on July 1st, last Friday, Venus in Cancer created a sextile to Jupiter in Virgo. And a sextile is a harmonious connection, so it was a good one. And when things are harmonious, they tend to bring out the best of each other. And it's also very favorable. So that was Venus, our planet of love, attraction, harmony, and beauty, moved in the sensitive, cautious, sympathetic water sign of home and family, Cancer. The big energy we're in right now, that Cancerian energy, is home and family and sensitivity. And it was making a harmonious aspect to our planet of luck, growth, wisdom, and expansion, which was in the practical sign, get to the point, get to the facts, Earth sign of Virgo. Now, Jupiter is not fond of being in Virgo. Jupiter's in Virgo, Venus is in Cancer. Virgo is too restrictive, but this restriction will keep Jupiter from expanding too far, too fast. So it's actually good. It's like, for those who are familiar with the concept of a governor on a motor vehicle, for instance, in the military, most of the vehicles have a governor on them to keep them from going beyond a certain speed limit. So there's no real speeding involved. Same thing here. Virgo acts as a governor on Jupiter. So with our Mars moving direct also, because it went direct on the 29th of June, this transit on July 1st helps hold the horse's reins tight to keep us from racing on down the road. And so this will allow us to open up and receive and love the people in our life, our homes, and just in general. It's a good time also to promote ourselves, to start that promotion. That's going to carry through. If you haven't, ask for a raise, apply for a job, meet someone new. And so we've got these two benevolent planets, Venus, Jupiter, that started playing nice last week. What you've started and what you began, you will finish, and you're going to reap rewards from it. Now, Monday, July 4th, of course, the big, everybody talks about Independence Day. I know it's the birthday of our country. There's a lot of aspects in that. And we shared that with Joyce Muse in Your Lucky Stars. But I'm really concerned about the new moon in Cancer that came at 4:01 a.m. Monday morning here on the Pacific Coast. We have powerful opportunities for new beginnings in the areas of home and family. It's a time to cook, clean, redo, expand, and just plain do. It's a good time to recognize those who support our goals in action, not just words alone. And I was big on this all week. We have a lot of people in our lives, and many of them feel they're supportive of us. Which ones support us through action? Give the attention there, not the ones who are supportive by, I'm with you, man, I'm with you. So this moon, also the new moon, was in opposition to Pluto and Capricorn. So the whole transit this whole week is an emotionally fulfilling, deeply loving, deeply passionate time. And it's also a time of feeling hurt and rejected and past points and current points of vulnerability brought to the surface. So with our Cancer new moon, we have the Sun, Venus, and Mercury in Cancer. This is a very nurturing, protective, caring, and loving period. But it can also bring out our worst. We may find ourselves swinging back and forth between being victim and being victor as we go forward. And that energy is going to carry us through the month, especially until we hit our full moon on July 19th. So where we want to draw strength and fulfillment from is our family and our loving relationships. Now, be careful when I say draw strength. I'm not talking about being needy. I'm not talking about having them have to fill some vacuum or hole in you. It just draws strength from the stability of those relationships. With the Venus opposition to Pluto also, it's a good time for passionate encounters as well as deepening current relationships, because Pluto reveals where we are empowered and where we are disempowered. And we can use this in our personal lives as well as in the world. Our goal is to restore the balance in our life, maintain the balance. If we feel our emotional needs are not being met, we have to avoid Plutonian power struggles. This is not the time to challenge people. You're not meeting my needs, or my expectations are not fulfilled with you. That's all bullshit stuff. Don't go there. Don't go there now. Draw on the strength, the Cancerian strength. Turn that into a self-love strength. Israel was talking about Ho'oponopono. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. please start doing Ho'oponopono to yourself. I started the show, and that's where it belongs, by the way. Ho'oponopono is to yourself. I started the show talking about the gratitude affirmation. Thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. I don't care if you're saying that through tears. Say it. Release that negativity. Release that charge. Get it going forward. Get it out of you. If you need to, from encounters this week, retreat. Don't feel like just because Mars is moving forward, don't feel like you have to become the aggressive and go into it. Retreat. Pull back. Because you're going to feel extra vulnerable. You're going to feel that extra pain of every little thing said or not said. With Mars in Scorpio, with the new moon in Cancer, there's tremendous creative power this week. If you've been able to capitalize on some of it, it's still available for you. This is the time to co-create with Pluto, providing the passion, and Neptune providing the vision, the new world, the new life, the new direction for you. Now, on Wednesday, the Venus in Cancer had a trine with Mars in Scorpio. And that was 1:17 p.m. Pacific time. Now, a trine is a very harmonious connection. And while Venus and Mars don't normally communicate well, this was one of the exceptions. And a trine is also an aspect that's considered fated. That means it's been pre-planned. Now, for those who believe in the concept that when we leave this life, we go up to the collective, and when we come down in a new life, we may not come down wholly as the person we are here, but we come down with remembrances or information or issues. And often we come back into new lives with the idea of trying to clear or resolve issues left undone from previous incarnations. Well, that's where it comes into this issue of a trine is something that's faded. Excuse me one more minute. When it's faded and being pre-planned, when it's faded and being pre-planned, and this is a universal trine, which means it's for everyone, something will be brought to your life that's beneficial and it's meant to be. Now, when it involves Venus in Cancer, it generally is talking about home and relationships. Fixing your home, buying a home, painting a home, furnishing a home, adding a new addition to your home, or adding new people or pets into your home. All of that is about fated. However, with Mars direct in Scorpio influence, the beneficial impact may not be limited just to your home. Excuse me. Oh, my goodness. Now I sneeze, then I have to blow my nose. Now I'm going to cough. Ah. If there's anything else I have to do, it must be fated. Now, you can make progress at work since you're more comfortable expressing and exerting yourself in a far less threatening manner than one might expect with a Mars and Scorpio going direct. So we can exert ourselves at this time without being intimidating. So Wednesday was a good day for a presentation. It's a straight talker type of day. Big or small, something nice should have happened to you on Wednesday. Take a look back. You'll find it. It's there. Now, while trines are always beneficial, it may not have started out as smoothly. But even with that planned fated event, the key was avoid the drama and keep going forward. And that's what I tried to do all day yesterday. And I hope you had some luck with that. Now today, at 7:25 a.m., Venus in Cancer squared Uranus in Aries. And when our love buddy Venus starts arguing with nothing is ever good enough, we must change, bring on the revolution, planet of Uranus, which is sitting in that me first, every man for himself sign of Aries, there's a good chance for bumpy days. Now, I've been avoiding a bumpy day today by my actions and reactions. Hopefully, you've done the same. So watch for arguments with those closest to you. There's still chances. So many people will be charged by this aspect that it will never be clear who started the fight or what fight started or why it started. Don't throw out stockpiled resentments or disappointments or disagreements. Remember, The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz with everything you do today and going forward. One, be impeccable with your word. Be honest. Speak the truth. Don't speak to hurt or harm and only speak for clarity. Two, don't take anything personally. Everyone cares most about themselves. They're not concerned with you. When others hurtfully speak, they're trying to release their pain by giving it to you. Don't accept it. Let it go by. Don't respond or react to it. Let it go by. Three, don't make assumptions. Don't assume you know why something is done or something is said. Just ask questions kindly. Excuse me again. And four, always do your best. You know, your best is always variable. Your best is only the best you can do at any given moment. It's not the same best that it was yesterday or the same best that it might be tomorrow. Our best varies from moment to moment. So avoid the drama, and by doing that, you'll be able to affect changes going forward. If you engage in the drama, there's going to be more challenges and more drama. Also, because there's a tendency for new things, avoid flirting. Avoid the stupid embrace of the new only because it's new. It's really not what you need. This is a good day to meet new people, but it's not a good day for new relationships unless you want arguments and fights created as a foundation for the relationship. So as the Knight Templar said to Indiana Jones in the Last Crusade movie, choose wisely. Your choices today will stay with you for quite some time, so choose wisely. Now, Tuesday is the next big aspect, and I want to touch on this because this is going to happen. When I was looking, let me just check. Tuesday, it's going to happen at actually Monday evening, 10:34 p.m. Pacific time. So it's important that I mention, bring this up now, and that's when Venus enters Leo. So Monday Pacific Coast, Tuesday East Coast at 1:34 a.m. East Coast time. Tuesday, the planet of love, attraction, harmony, and beauty, Venus, enters the den of the lion, Leo. Now, Leo will try to get relationships back on track, especially those that we may have shattered if we're reacting this week instead of remembering to, am I being kind? All of us will feel and look more attractive, we'll feel well-spoken, we'll feel we're on our game. And we might find ourselves attracting people who are interested in us, and we might find more suitors, more money, more fame. But if we broke any relationships this week, next week when Venus moves into Leo, it's going to be time to mend those fences. And you might be fortunate enough to make some money while you're doing it. So the challenge to avoid is acting pompous, self-inflated, and needing constant ego-stroking reinforcement. This will be a good positive transit for us to connect with people coming off the sensitivity of this week. The key part is if you're feeling a little variable about yourself, if you're feeling a little sensitive, maybe even a little insecure this week, just know that so is everyone. But don't let that keep you from seeing what's coming in, from seeing what's available, from seeing the opportunities being presented. Don't avoid them. I signed up for a new mentoring program this week. As a matter of fact, on Wednesday, went through it. I said, this is what will help me. This is what I need to commit to. And I signed up for it because this was the time. So when you see the new coming in, remember, don't embrace it because it's new. But make sure you give it some consideration and don't reject it just because it is new. So that's a lot that's going on right now in this concentrated period of July so far leading into next week when when Mars will move into Leo, or Venus will move into Leo, rather, on Tuesday, which is going to be a big, big, big time. So pay attention to this month of July, because this is the first month of our manifesting cycle, and it's going to be a time when we are bringing into reality those things that we have been focused on in our lives. When we talk about James Allen and As a Man Thinketh, or Day by Day with James Allen, where I share the little snippets, we want to always remember he's reminding us that we've created our reality through our past thoughts and actions. We don't realize how much we do that. Also, when you're trying to manifest in the present, how often we cancel out that manifestation through our own self-doubt. So the real focus for this week, going into next week, and for the entire month of July, is to pay close attention to your woundings, your hurts, your areas that require healing. Let them come up, not to throw back in someone else's face, but let them come up to identify themselves to you so that you can work on them to release them from your life. We don't have time anymore to carry our baggage forward from this life and past lives. We have to release it. We have to heal it. Chiron, the wounded healer, is one of the planets going through a retrograde right now. And for those who have forgotten about all of our retrogrades, a quick reminder is that, you know, we still have Saturn in retrograde until August 13th. It's currently in retrograde in Sagittarius. We have Pluto in retrograde in Capricorn until September 26th. And Neptune just went retrograde in June, and it's going to be retrograde to November 19th in Pisces. All of that is an internalized energy inside of us that's asking us to change, to create a new vision, to redefine our lives. And we redefine our lives by knowing clearly who we are and what is truly important to us. Remember, we've surrounded ourselves with what we think is important to us, what looks important to us. It's time for us to know what's important to us. You know, we were fortunate that Jupiter came out of retrograde on May 9th, and we had Mars come out of retrograde June 29th, and Mercury, of course, came out of retrograde it entered Cancer June 29th, but it came out of retrograde May 22nd when it moved direct. And what's important for us to know about all of those retrogrades is it's time for us to work on us. So for the rest of this year that's all about graduation and completion and integration of all our previous lessons, for the rest of this year, we're focused on us, ourselves. We're focused on shining up those areas that have grown dull or smoothing out those areas that are rough. We're focused on bringing out the best of our divine light into our interactions into the world. And that's how we find our true purpose in life, is by being the best expression of ourselves in our context. This is a journey for everyone. There's no destination here. There never is. But it is the focus of this year. So the question is, hopefully you're doing some work in those areas. If you're not, it's never too late to start. It's good to take advantage of that now, especially with this month of July that is going to be very transformational, very much of a shift, and then we're going to start moving very quickly through the fall to the end of the year as things start popping out of retrograde. And when they're coming out of retrograde, they're really saying, hopefully you've done the work, because now I'm going to throw this in your face. So have you done the work? Have you identified what's important in your life? Have you identified who you truly are? Have you identified the vision for your life? It's not a profound thing. The vision for your life could be, I'm going to say hello to everybody every day. I'm going to always smile to people I meet. I'm going to avoid using a crossword. That can be your vision. It doesn't have to be, I'm going to change poverty in Somalia. Everybody gets a little too profound when they look at their purpose in life. Each of us are critically important to this life at this time, right now. That's why we're here. Each of us has a role to play. And it's just knowing which part of the role we identify with ourselves. One way to help get very clear on what's most important to us also is not only doing the Huna healing of Ho'oponopono by forgiving ourselves, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, or having that daily practice of gratitude that we've mentioned several times, of thank you for everything, I have no complaints whatsoever. But it's also our larger forgiveness prayer. I'm going to share one now as we're going into the closing of this show so that you can listen to it and absorb it and use it as a way of releasing those things you're holding on to. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness toward anyone or anything that has hurt me, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive them as I release the energy of the past. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness toward myself for any hurt that I have caused others, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive myself and I release the energy of the past. Divine Spirit, Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness toward myself for any hurt that I have caused myself, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive myself and release the energy of the past. I invoke the power of grace and forgiveness to transform my body, mind, and heart as I return to my divine innocence. And so it is. In this month of change, freedom, adventure, in this first month of the manifesting cycle of the year, in this year of integration, graduation, and completion, it's important for all of us to really get clarity on where we're headed and how we want to get there. We don't have to have all the steps ironed out, but we certainly have to have an intention for the direction. Create your vision. Use that energy of Neptune in retrograde to get very clear on what your vision is. Use that energy of Pluto to transform and rebirth your life, to get clear on the rebirthing life that you want to do. Pluto loves a good detox also, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual. Go on a health kick, release old habits, purge some issues, do some hardcore healing or a big clearing out spree of your house, your wardrobe. Get rid of what no longer serves you. And this is going to be a period of internal conflict, so it's good for us to examine all sides of an issue before we determine how we want to resolve them. And at the same time, we still have our Saturn retrograde, our planet of discipline and focus and responsibility. This is a good time to take a look at your finances, your physical structure, your house where you live, your job. Take a look at the stability of those things and make sure everything is in good running order. See where you need to make those shifts and changes. This is our last chance in this year to really frame a clear direction for where we want to be with all the power aligned to help us. It's never our last chance to create that direction. It's just we'll rarely have a chance with the power and energy so focused to support and assist us. So this is Good Vibrations Radio with Solazar. Thank you for listening. We'll be back live Monday with Kirilani and Go With The Flow. And this show will replay Friday, 5 to 6 p.m. Many blessings. Turn the lead in your life into gold. Namaste.
Gotta keep those love and good vibrations happening with us.